Hello everybody out there in comic book land. My name is George Serrano, aka The Don, and we are here for another episode
back of the Major Issues podcast.
And this time, we're going to try to do some predicting into the future, because it's 2018. All the sins of the past are gone, and there's a lot of fresh starts on the table for comic books and comic book media. And what better place to talk about that than right here on Major Issues? And as you know, I'm not alone. With me here is, sir, introduce yourself.
The Maximus of the Clouds.
Cloudus Maximus is here to talk about all the things, well, a lot of great things that are up and coming in this year.
We're going to talk about the future. I've been to the future. The future is magnificent.
Well, I hope you got some good predictions here, because there's a lot to talk about here. This is going to be a big episode. We got movies, TV, just general news, and things going on in comics that are going to be some big,
things are happening.
Huge news. It seems like every year, though, since like the MCU started and DCEU and DC started to get serious about trying to create the universe, that we've just been getting more and more content all around. Everybody's trying to come out with their TV show. Everyone's trying to come out with their movie. We're getting brand new comics. But in the same sense, comics are also getting canceled. just like in the same way, certain writers and artists are making their names, others are getting fired, or others are leaving studios because of controversy. And it's been a crazy year already. It's going to be kind of hard to predict what's going on next year. But let's talk about some of the movies that's going to come out next year. I think that'd be a good start. And so I want to go ahead and start with the first movie that's going to be coming out next year. The one that comes out next month. And that's Black Panther.
Wakanda forever.
Black Panther. Chadwick Boseman returns as T'Challa, protector of Wakanda. He looks like he's going to be going up against Ulysses Klaue, played by Andy Serkis, and Eric Killmonger, played by Michael B. Jordan of Fantastic Four fame. Mm-hmm. Second Johnny Storm to come over to Marvel and play in the MCU. So that's good to know. But what do you think about this movie? Are you excited to see it? How do you think it's going to scale? I mean, yeah. How do you think it's going to hit on the scale?
They released another trailer the other day for that, right? I haven't seen it. I have yet to peep it. I think it's like a more of a TV spot.
Yeah, I saw it today. Movie. It's pretty short, just a little bit more, but it's pretty much the same gist.
I can't freaking wait, man. It's the first one of the year. Logan was the first one of the year last year, so.
Yeah. And if that blew people away. And the crazy thing about that is I remember in December telling some people that, wow, Logan was the best movie of the year. And people were like, that came out this year?
I know that you see so much in the year, especially now.
Like I'm saying, more and more comic book content you start to forget. So I hope Black Panther doesn't get lost in the shuffle. But I think you already know that.
We're being blessed with the first comic book movie of the year. So I'm hype about that.
It has two big expectations, right? Obviously. Mm-hmm. One, it has to be culturally sensitive. This is going to be a predominantly African-American film. For the first time, predominantly African-American superhero film. And rightfully so. And this is a long time coming. So there's going to be a lot of expectations on that. And also, this is the final film before Infinity War. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of expectations on setup for that. Which realistically could just be in the post-credit scene.
Right.
So, I'm excited about that. I'm hoping the Soul Gem pops up over there.
Yeah.
That's
what we're missing. We're missing that one, so.
We were joking around about that. If any person's going to have the Soul.
The Soul. It's going to be King of Wakanda.
Yeah, so I think that they have a big chance of showing one of the stones there, especially, like I said, to set up for Infinity War.
We're about to see the Soul Stone. Tons of vibranium. I want to see all the vibranium.
I heard that the Winter Soldier wasn't going to pop up, even though he's actually in Wakanda.
Yeah, that's right. True. I mean, he doesn't really need to, so I'll be all right if he doesn't. If they, you know.
You think what? Do you think there's going to be any other Avengers cameos?
Nah. Wakanda. Nobody knows about Wakanda. Wakanda that's
true.
Forever.
That's true. Well, I mean, Cap knows about Wakanda.
Yeah, but apparently. Cap ain't no snitch.
Yeah, but Cap got
apparently.
Invited, but Cap got apparently. Invited to the cookout, so. He's still a little,
is he still invited to the cookout, or did he, like, get kicked out of the cookout? I was always confused.
Him and Falcon are cool. He's cool. Mm. Hey, come on. Like I said,
you right. Yeah, you're right. They're on the run together, so he stay at the cookout.
Yeah, give my guy Cap more credit. And it doesn't matter, because it seems like they're going to be getting together by the time Infinity War drops.
My body is ready.
Oh, my gosh. This is the culmination.
Is my body ready? I don't think my body's ready.
A culmination of 10 years of films. Close to 17 films. By the time this movie comes out, it's everything a comic book fan has ever asked for, anything a comic book movie fan has ever asked for, especially considering how many episodes have been able to be, episodes of this saga, I guess you could say, when you consider how many people have put together these movies and been a part of these things as far as cast and directors and all these pieces leading to this Infinity War, of these films that Marvel has been able to put together, starting from Iron Man, you know, things that were gambles like Doctor Strange and Ant-Man and Guardians of the Galaxy. Like, we went on such a journey.
Since day one, man. Arrgh, I can't.
But, it's going to be...
I get stressed thinking about it. Because it's coming out this year, so... We're finally going to get it.
And it's not
10 years.
Yeah, and it's not only, like I said, it's not only going to be the fact that we've been on this journey. A lot of these characters on these journeys going to be in this film. This is going to, it's supposed to be sporting an impressively large cast of superheroes. Lots of capes, lots of masks in this. Basically all the Guardians, all the Avengers, and a couple of people, you know. On the side, like Black Panther, who'll be returning from his film. Spider-Man, who's returning from his. So it'll be cool to see
Thor,
that lineup.
Him in his eye.
Do you think we get that group shot?
Oh, man. Yes. I don't know how they're going to do it, but I feel like it's going to happen. That's a lot of heroes, dude.
Yeah, they have to get all those people on camera at one point. Especially if we lose anybody. Some of these meetups are going to be iconic. And that's to tell you the truth, that's going to be half the movie for me in general. It's going to be seeing these people meet up and
interact
and, you know, joke around. And speaking of interacting and joking around, Marvel's also going to be coming out with Ant-Man and the Wasp just 2 months after Infinity War. That's close.
Yeah, that's real close.
That's close. I guess picking up.
But thank you, I'll take it.
I guess picking up after Infinity War, picking up after Civil War, we're going to be seeing what goes on when, Hank Pym finds out that, oh boy, took the suit out for Civil War and used the experimental technology in a German airport to, you know, basically destroy it. To defend
aid Captain America.
Yeah, aid a war criminal. As Hannibal Buress said in Spider-Man Homecoming. But.
Yes.
Ant-Man and the Wasp, Michael Douglas coming back as Hank Pym. Michelle Pfeiffer coming back as Janet Van Dyne. So, that's going to be crazy. We actually got a Wasp.
Big little things.
So we have like the
things.
First generation. So like I said, you know, we were talking about before about replacing actors because of what they call legacy. Like the fact that there's two Ant-Men with Hank Pym and Scott Lang. And now you have
two Wasps.
Janet, yeah. And Hope, her daughter. So we get to see both of those for the first time because we got to see a little bit of, I was going to say Ant-Woman for a second. We got to see a little bit of Wasp in Ant-Man, but we'll definitely get to see more. And everybody's back. Ant-Man's entire crew is back. His boys.
Except Anthony.
Yeah. But his whole heist friends are all coming back for the sequel. So, no villain as I know of now, but Hey.
Yeah, I still haven't heard.
But before we even get there, we got to get past Infinity War. So yeah, that's true, one step at a time. One step at a time. We could wait on that with Ant-Man. Hopefully Ant-Man's a bit lighthearted. And like I said, if we're going to see the original Ant-Man, that means a lot of this is going to be a flashback. So it won't even be dealing with the timeline post-Infinity War or any of that. Speaking of master timelines, Deadpool 2. Ooh. Deadpool 2 comes out this year.
This year?
Yeah. Are you ready for another Deadpool?
They dropped a small
little... They've been dropping little things here and there for a while. Posters, little YouTube trailers that don't really say anything about what the movie's going to be about or anything like that.
Most of it is fourth wall breaking.
Yeah, a lot of what the original marketing was for the film, which is, you know, that's cool. This is going to be the... It doesn't have the same director as the first one, this one. And we're also going to see more mutants. We got Domino in this one. We're going to have Cable. And obviously, Ryan Reynolds is returning as Deadpool. So, I mean, if he is the magic part of the ingredient, I mean, the magic ingredient in the recipe, then all will be well for Deadpool 2. But what do you think is the likelihood of Deadpool 2 doing as well as Deadpool 1?
I think it's really good. Deadpool, I think Deadpool, I don't want to say it's going to lies on the back of Deadpool, but it's a Deadpool movie.
Yeah.
But everybody did their thing in the last movie, Colossus. Negasonic, I gotta say this slow. Negasonic Teenage Warhead.
Yeah.
I was a fan. I'm still a fan. I'm kind of a small mark, so I hope I get to see her again too.
Yeah, they'll both be so back.
That'll be ill.
And like I said, yeah, like you said, they nailed it the first time. It's kind of hard to imagine them not nailing it the second time, but we've seen this happen before. So
yeah.
Not being pessimistic. Hopefully, it'll be a great time. And
I hope Deadpool doesn't forget all his guns.
Yeah.
Like last time.
I wonder if they're going to do anything because we got Cable now, anything with time travel. That'd be very interesting to see what they set up, because I'm guessing they thought that things were going to go a little bit further in this universe, because what also comes out this year is Dark Phoenix, which is a continuation of Fox's X-Men franchise. And this will be what takes place after Apocalypse. This will be the second telling of the Dark Phoenix saga, in a way. I'm guessing a more comic book faithful storytelling.
Okay.
Because it's supposed to be dealing with elements from the comics. But,
I go to space, maybe?
Yeah. Like, it's supposed to deal with space elements, right. Honestly, yeah. And hopefully it does well. But, I mean, what is a Dark Phoenix
But I like movie? Going to space.
But what does the Dark Phoenix movie mean if this is the end, right?
Yeah, I know.
I wonder if they're aware of that. I wonder how far they are with filming.
Right.
And if they can do some kind of tie off with a bow on this franchise.
Just because they know that, I hope they don't get lazy and then it's like, oh, Fantastic Four-ish.
And I don't really think that the new owners are just going to close the door and just, you know, write things off. I think they're just overseeing. They're just going to let them do what they do, but oversee. So we'll see what ends up happening with that franchise. Hopefully, I mean, I wouldn't even mind if they end up keeping everybody and just
that'd be cool,
keeping everybody.
Pain in the ass to recast.
Yeah, that's that. Because then we're going to need a whole bunch of new mutants.
Plus everybody's pretty much doing their thing anyway, so.
Yeah.
I don't see the point.
Yeah, like I said, if you need a recast, you're going to need a whole bunch of new mutants. And speaking of new mutants, get it? So I did that. How smooth I did that.
Wow.
New Mutants movie comes out this year.
That
looks like it's a horror movie.
That looks different.
Looks very interesting. A different attempt to sell us mutants.
Intrigued.
Listen, there's a lot of people have been talking about superhero fatigue and about feeling tired with all these superhero movies. And if that's the case, then you have to give them a superhero movie they haven't seen yet in a different style. This looks like it's going to be a horror movie. And if that's the case, then
I'm with it.
You know, I'm with it too.
All the way.
The New Mutants is a team, you know, like how they do like the Teen Titans and all that kind of stuff, like the lower tier. They even did the Young Avengers. This was like the lower X-Men. And it was like the younger guys like Cannonball and stuff. And what ends up happening is the New Mutants end up becoming X-Force. And X-Force is the team that eventually Deadpool joins. Okay. And X-23 joins and Wolverine joins. And remember, you've seen all those gray and
the
black.
Gray, black. Yeah, the gray and black
suits. Yeah, they basically become like Black Ops mutants. Mm-hmm. So it would be cool if the New Mutants thing then ventured into X-Force, which then, boom, Deadpool's already there. Yeah. You know,
got Laura.
Yeah, everybody, the pieces are there, so nice. They can definitely do that. But again, what does all that mean, you know, if Mickey Mouse doesn't want any of that to continue?
That's true. Listen, I just hope Mickey Mouse wants Wolverine in his suit. So.
Oh yeah, we're gonna get into all that. But New Mutants, going in there with high expectations. Is this something
trailer,
that you see on the
that
first?
That trailer is bananas.
Is
dude.
This something you see on the first day?
Yeah.
You gonna give it a chance?
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Sink the fences?
Definitely.
Okay, that's good because we gotta try.
Man,
we gotta hopefully.
I'm like, hell yeah.
Gotta support. Hopefully, it does well. Yeah, so those are going to be, I guess, majority of Fox's swings for the fences.
Go ahead, Fox, going down swinging.
You know, we got Spider-Man coming out next year, I believe. Spider-Man 2 will be coming out next year. Sony, man, made a lot of money with Spider-Man Homecoming.
Of course they did.
And with that, you know, they were going to see how much more money they can make without Tom Holland, but with Spider-Man, because they're coming out with two movies this year. Sony coming out with two movies this year without Tom Holland. The first being Spider-Verse, an animated film that will be released in theaters that will have Peter Parker meet Miles Morales. I'm guessing Ben Reilly, Gwen Stacy, based on the Spider-Verse comic. I'm pretty sure, in which somebody's trying to kill all the Spider-Men in all the multiverse, all the dimensions, and they all have to meet together, 2099 Noir, and they have to join together to defeat this common enemy. So, you know, that I think could take off.
Right.
Kids love animated stuff. And hey, if one is done right, I like it too. It looks like it's kind of done in that the way that TMNT was done. Remember that? That Ninja Turtle cartoon movie. But something that's definitely not a cartoon, Venom.
We are Venom.
Venom. Sony is swinging for the fences, and they're gonna give us the villain.
I can't lie, they got me. They got me.
Now
you got me, sucker man. Now what you gonna do?
Now here's the thing, Venom now is an anti-hero. You know, for the most part.
Right.
He, when known to control it, he can, you know, help be helpful. Flash Thompson, who ends up eventually getting it, you know, because Eddie Brock has it first.
Yeah.
Flash Thompson, who ends up eventually getting it, is a soldier whose legs were amputated. And the symbiote allows him to have a full body. But also, he's Venom. So, at a cost. He ends up becoming Agent Venom. And he is able to control the symbiote for the most part and be a hero. He ends up joining the Guardians of the Galaxy, the whole thing. So, that being said, I wonder which way they're going to take this Venom movie, because Tom Hardy was seen looking like he's wearing some sort of combat-esque uniform. It would be funny if he's playing Eddie Brock, but he has Flash Thompson's story. With their legs blowing off, because Flash Thompson, currently, if they're going to stick to the universe that Marvel's kind of helping set up, Flash Thompson is going to school with Peter Parker.
Mm-hmm.
So, it'd be interesting if they go that way. If they go the villain way, I mean, is Sony going to do the first ever comic book movie?
And
like, a lot of people thought Joker would have hit that before anything, right?
And it could be rated R, too, if that's the case.
Logan, right? Logan set that principle.
Mm-hmm.
It could be rated R. That would be huge. I wonder if they're going to do that. I mean, the safe bet, like I said again, is to go heroic, make him the soldier, to bounce back and stuff like that. But, I mean, Sony, come on. You know, you want to make some money from these other characters.
What you guys
characters.
Doing over here, man?
This is Venom.
What you doing to my dude?
There's a low standard set. We saw Spider-Man 3. You know, we don't. You got to do very little more than that to please me with this Venom movie. Because that Topher Grace stuff was terrible. I was not a fan. Oh, but Venom. Yeah, they're going to try that. Now, DC. DC had an up and down year.
They did.
Last year.
They did.
Wonder Woman was amazing. DC did very well with that. And Justice League came out last year. So, they did well. I think that this year is going to be a very interesting year because their two entries are going to be things they haven't really tried before. It's going to be a Flash animated movie that they're going to do with in Lego fashion. Well, that's little. That's on Blu-ray and stuff like that.
What is it? It's the Lego Flashpoint?
No, it's just Lego, like just Lego Batman, Flash, but Lego but Flash, Lego. With reverse flashes in it and stuff. The reason why I say that it's a big deal is there's not many, there's not much Flashpoint, media around Flash in general.
If they're doing Flashpoint in Lego form, I'm alive. That'd be hilarious.
Batman, Superman, and Wonder Woman are like the Trinity of DC.
Yes.
And Wonder Woman doesn't even really get a lot of her own solo stuff. Flash now is getting a lot of popularity, so the fact that he's getting this movie, I wonder, more people want him to know. DC wants more people to know who Flash is, who Eobard Thawne is, the Speed Force, all that kind of stuff. So that's a good. That looks good going into the future with the whole Flash franchise, and hopefully with the movie that eventually gets made somewhere down the line.
Barry, run
for his Flashpoint. But something that we know definitely is getting made or got made is Aquaman. Aquaman will come out. I think it'll be the last comic book movie that comes out this year, but I could be mistaken. That also could be Spider-Verse, which I think comes out in December. But Aquaman, Jason Momoa coming back, King of Atlantis.
Go,
Curry. So with this, I want to ask the interesting question of: do you think that Aquaman coming out later in the year will cause people to make comparisons to from its movie to Black Panther? Because I think that in both of those stories, you have somebody kind of getting into a throne, a royalty. I bet someone's going to try to take the throne.
I get what you're saying, but if anything, it just gives everybody more time to get on the Aquaman bandwagon.
Yeah. Yeah. I just hope that they
find a way. Everybody stopped all the fish jokes.
I hope they find their way to do that.
I mean, I felt like he crushed it in Justice League. So I got high hopes for.
Well, that's the thing. The character's great, and I want to see how they unload his story. My fear is that both him and Black Panther came into movies without an origin, right? So there's got to be an origin told.
I mean, yeah, that's the thing. I mean, that same thing. We will have to wait.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Yeah.
There's that.
And then it's because I think Aquaman in this, he's going to have Ocean Master in this, and Black Manta was also confirmed for this. So we'll be dealing with people trying to take him off who don't think that he's the rightful heir to the throne. So I hope both movies are good, but I hope it's not a deep impact Armageddon kind of situation where the movies are about the same things and happen to come out in the same year.
Right.
Sometimes that trips people up with what's going on with that. But as far as that's concerned, I mean, there's probably some movies I'm missing, but that's a whole bunch of movies that's coming out this year.
Yeah. We are getting blessed, ladies and gentlemen.
We are getting blessed.
Blessed last year. How many movies we had last year? We had about the same, maybe one more.
I want to say like seven, maybe eight. You know, stuff. People forget stuff like Kingsman is comics and Atomic Blonde. But we got like 9 this year. It's crazy. And like I said, it just keeps coming up. It's just more and more.
Thank you. Thank you.
But the thing is, you can't deny the numbers. That's what's going on here. Yeah. People want things that make money. And it's like, I can make a brand new movie, or I can pick one of the greatest stories that is proven to work already, using some of the greatest characters that have been proven to sell, and do a story that way. You know, oh, I want to make a crime movie. Well, then just do a Batman movie. Mm-hmm. Make a crime Batman movie. You know, use some of the greatest tools ever created in storytelling. Like, these characters have lasted over 75, 80 years at this point. Like, just use the tools that's already there to sell the story that you're trying to tell people. And so I think that's gonna work. I think that's gonna work in general. But we also have a bunch of TV shows coming out. I mean, we had a whole bunch of comic book movies coming out. Like I said, what is that, like a third more this year, something like that. And it's the same thing with the TV shows.
Black Lightning starts soon too.
I barely came out alive last year watching half of the shows, because every time I felt like I was finishing one, another one was starting off. Yeah. We have CW itself has 4 shows. If you haven't seen any of Marvel Netflix, they have 4 shows, plus The Defenders, that's a 5th show. You have Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. You have Gifted is out there. Legion had its first season. Like that, Runaways dropped. Punisher dropped. All last year, and it's a lot. It's a lot. And this year, with There's No Mercy.
How could you not say thank you?
Oh, yeah. Trust me. I'm not being ungrateful. I'm just saying that it's all out there, and there's a lot to be excited for, but I want to hear some of your predictions or what you're excited for next year.
I'm excited for all. What's really going to kill me is I'm stressing about the bad, like who's gonna bite the dust.
Oh, yeah. Like, well, that's the thing. They're not all gonna be hits, because not all these stories and characters are hits.
Right. But I'm just like, I love my comic book movies. You know, I'm glad that they're actually getting there, actually getting to be able to tell these stories and stuff like that on film and live action. I'm excited for. I want Black Panther to leave us with a nice cliffhanger for Infinity War, but I'm really not too thing on that. I'm all right with carrying the trailer on my phone.
Well, the funny thing about the Infinity War thing in general is it's going to be such a major event that I wonder if any of the ramifications are going to happen on the Marvel Netflix, because that universe is going to have brand new seasons for all 4 of its shows.
Yeah.
And you know, we've seen them mention some of the events that happened. I don't think any mention has been made of Civil War yet. I could be mistaken. But, you know, stuff like that, stuff like Captain America's issues, I think have been mentioned or dropped here and there. But, yeah, we got all 4 coming back. Jessica Jones, Iron Fist, Daredevil, and Luke Cage are all going to have brand new seasons this year. So that's a brand new chunks of television for Marvel.
I'm excited about that.
Plus, like I said, the movies that they've already got coming out. Whose season are you excited for the most out of those 4?
I'm excited to watch Iron Fist the most, actually. But not because...
That's disgusting.
He's my favorite, because he's not, but because I get to watch it with you.
I want to...
Wow, see? But me...
I'm speechless. I don't know what to say.
Personally,
I can't believe that this has happened on this show.
You know, everyone knows you love your Iron Fist, your Danny Rand.
So it's weird for me. I really like Jessica Jones. It got kind of crazy towards the end.
Yeah.
And I miss Kilgrave, but Kilgrave's dead.
I'm glad. Mine's Daredevil. Daredevil's coming out, what, last maybe out of all the...
Daredevil looks like it's going to be doing Daredevil Born Again. Which is something that you guys should read if you can. It's a great short comic, just a couple issues. And if they do that, that's going to be awesome. So I'm excited for that. Luke Cage coming back. Misty Knight is going to have her metal arm. You know, we are... I loved that universe. I loved all the things that they did over there with Harlem and the music choices and Method Man showing up. So I'm very excited for that. And then you have Iron Fist, which I'm pretty sure is going to...
Blow your socks
be,
off. But yours
12 episodes.
In yours alone.
Probably going to be like 12 episodes.
So get your chi right.
So there's that. But, you know, those have already been, you know, tried and true. Those have, these are coming into brand new seasons. But all these have obtained some sort of success. I believe Iron Fist, he was even like the most downloaded or one of the most downloaded episodes or something on Netflix at one point. So, you know, they've already had some proven success. Also with a lot of proven success, Arrowverse is all coming back. All those shows, those four, Legends of Tomorrow, Supergirl, Arrow, and The Flash coming back. So that's going to be crazy. And then with those things that we already have, mm-hmm. on top of that, entering the Arrowverse is going to be Black Lightning, yeah. like we said, premiering like in a week.
Yeah, very soon.
Which, very exciting, very interesting. Black Lightning is DC's very first African-American comic book character. Marvel's very first African-American comic book character and the very first mainstream African-American comic book character to debut in North America, Black Panther. So the fact that both of them are debuting this year, it's got to be something a little bit progressive. Speaking of being brand new, Cloak and Dagger showing up to the scene.
Yo, you know, I forgot all about that, and I saw the trailer for that.
Yeah, they're dropping all this stuff. It's weird. Some of this stuff they
dropped. And it's not that it's a lot. It's just, like I said earlier, we're getting blessed. So,
for me.
A lot gets lost in the shuffle sometimes, so I'm just like, but I'm glad I get to revisit them, so when I do go, and I'm just like,
oh. For me, it's weird, because it's like, I felt like the Black Lightning trailer I saw months ago.
Yeah.
Same thing with Cloak and Dagger. And so, I remember when I was thinking of like trying to keep track of what shows I'm missing and stuff, swearing that these shows had already came out, because mm-hmm. I was like, I saw the trailer so long ago, they have to be out already. And like, oh no, it comes out sometime in 2018. Now we know that Black Lightning comes out, you know, next week. I don't think we have confirmation on Cloak and Dagger, but again, I could be mistaken, but you know, both brand new shows. And, you know, Cloak and Dagger dealing with a team, Black Lightning by himself. So, you know, it's different.
You know, I don't know. Cloak and Dagger might be, I don't know. I feel like it might be on the thing because of that Disney.
Freeform, you're talking about? I think it's a Freeform. I think they're going to be on Freeform, Cloak and Dagger. They're going to be fine. It means they're probably going to be like one of those ABC. Was it ABC Family? Yeah, right? ABC Family?
I think ABC Family is now Freeform.
Netflix.
I don't know.
It's definitely on a network show. And it's probably going to look like a network show.
All right, so then I think it's fine.
And it might just have just a few different, you know, flares of superhero stuff. It might not be all crazy. Just a few elements. It kind of like how the Runaways was. It's basically a regular drama show with just a few elements of superhero stuff. But you can't have just you can't have a little bit of superhero stuff in the next show that will be coming out, which is Krypton. Why you want to do a television show about the planet Superman came from before he was born?
Before he was born.
Like, it's funny. You do Smallville. Mm-hmm. And it's like, all right, let's see Superman before he becomes Superman. Mm-hmm. And then you do Gotham. And it's like, let's see Batman before he passes junior high school. Mm-hmm. And now we're going to go up to before Superman was even born. Like, what? This is out of control. But Krypton, I mean, coming out on sci-fi.
Yeah, I don't agree. I don't agree either. I didn't agree.
So you're not in a rush. You're not in a rush to see Krypton.
I'm not in a rush to see Krypton.
What could they do? Like, it's gotta be.
I don't know.
You know they're gonna try to drum up some stuff with Jor-El and Zod. There's the only two people they can do stuff with. Or I don't even know if it's gonna be Jor-El. Maybe Jor-El's like grandfather or something like that. Kor-El or something like that. Coral.
I don't like. I don't know. I'm going through it in my head. I'm just like, what do you like? You want to show me what you guys used to do? What Superman would have done if the planet didn't blow up or like.
Well, this is even no. They're not even. So I don't think Superman's gonna be on this.
No. It's definitely before he was born. But I'm just saying, like, what he would do, like.
The worst part about it, that I don't think people are, coming to grips with. This is Krypton, which means it's Kryptonians, right?
Mm-hmm.
But none of these Kryptonians are going to be flying.
Right. I was going to say that at first, too, because of the sun.
Yeah. They only have these powers on Earth because of the sun. We have a yellow sun. I believe they have a red sun. I'm pretty sure they have a red sun.
Kind of sun
and
have,
because of such, they're just going to be normal powered people.
Yeah,
I don't know what they're trying to sell with that show. That's a little too much for me.
No, thank you. That's going to be a no thank you for me.
And it's on Sci-Fi, so it might just be a really scientific space show. But it's weird because I also remember that Krypton outlawed space travel. So, I don't know how much Sci-Fi stuff you can...
I guess.
Like I said, they wrote themselves into a corner, but hey, they're spending a lot of money on this show. Let's see what ends up happening. But...
What else we got?
Yeah, because that's going to take a lot of thinking. Something that's probably not going to take a lot of thinking and didn't take a lot of thinking is whether or not to make a Deadpool animated show. That's already been greenlit, and that's supposed to be coming out this year. A Deadpool animated show. And a Harley Quinn animated show has also been greenlit. So very interesting to see those. I wonder if those end up drawing comparisons to each other. I imagine that Harley Quinn's going to be doing a lot of, jokey fourth wall breaking stuff in her stuff. So I'd be very interested to see how Harley stacks up against Deadpool. I don't know if Harley's is coming out this year, but Deadpool, it's so easy to write jokes for that guy.
It's self-explanatory, man.
Yeah, it's so easy to write jokes for that guy. But real quick, we can't forget comics. Doomsday Clock will continue throughout this year and it will end this year. This is the storyline that in which the DC characters of the DC universe go head to head, or at least meet the characters of the Watchmen universe. And some of these Watchmen characters might be here to stay. So it'll be very interesting to see this story play out. It'll be playing out for the rest of the year. I think it ends in November. That's when it started. So very excited. It's been very good so far. DC's been just killing it in the comic book. Just everything they've been doing with comic books and the comic book stories.
Comic book streets.
Yeah, in the streets, DC's rep is very, very high. And it's crazy because you only get a rep by sticking around. And speaking of sticking around, Action Comics will be hitting its 1,000th issue this year.
Jeez.
It is the longest running comic in comic book history. At this point, to put that in perspective, I think Amazing Spider-Man may be at like 920. So it might be like a year off or so. Everything else, like X-Men and stuff like that, is in like the 700s. So good for DC, good for Action Comics, which is where Superman debuted.
That's a celebration.
Yeah, it's good stuff. Good stuff. And speaking of which, there is actually going to be a celebration. DC is going to have a bunch of guest artists and writers contribute to their 1,000th issue. I hope it is like 1,000 pages of just variant covers and beautiful stories. I mean, it's going to celebrate the Man of Steel in ways, we've never seen before. And we're actually going to have our very own Action Comics 1,000th episode here on Comic Book Click, where we just... talk a lot about Superman and just
Clark.
Clark gets his day in the sun.
I'm sorry, Supes, I can't.
Clark gets his day in the sun. DC lost Brian Michael Bendis, who wrote a bunch of I mean, Marvel lost by Michael Bendis, who wrote a bunch of great, great stuff for them.
That's a ripple effect. Everybody heard about that.
Yeah, and so now, he's coming to DC, and he's supposedly coming out with his first comic this year, and people are biting their nails to see what that is. So,
Nobody knows what he's writing yet?
No.
Oh.
So I can't. I hope he redefines somebody. Actually, I hope he makes a new character too. Come on, make a new character. He did a lot of great things for like Jessica Jones. You know, I want to see him rejuvenate somebody in DC that I probably don't know about. Because if you don't popularize new characters, then they kind of die.
Right.
Speaking of which, it's weird because DC's doing awesome on the comic side and not so hot on the film side. Mm-hmm. Marvel's been flip-flop. Marvel's killing it on the film side. And the comic side, they seem to be disappointing a lot of people. The following comics are going to be canceled going forward in 2018. Luke Cage, mm-hmm. Gwenpool, mm-hmm. America, The mm-hmm. Defenders, and Hawkeye. People just now reading them. Now,
I didn't know about the Hawkeye one.
Secret Empire, that comic book that came out with Captain America going all bad guy or Nazi, left a bad taste in a lot of people's mouth. I wouldn't attribute that to the bad sales, but I'm saying a bunch of different moves were made that seemingly have been angering the Marvel Comics fan base. Mm-hmm. So Marvel is actually going through what they call Marvel Legacy phase right now, where they've reconstructed their numbering system. They've actually come up with infographs, like pictures that do the math for you. Like, it'll say, like, Spider-Man went from issue 100 to issue 300, and then it changes name to this. But if you add that up, it would just be 350. And then so the issue that comes out next week is Marvel Legacy issue 1, but
right
number, they're basically trying to get their numbers back.
Right.
They're basically trying to get their legacy numbers back because they've renumbered so many times trying to get people to jump in. People don't want to jump into a comic on issue 73 because they feel like they're coming midway into a movie. Yeah. They want to get issue 1. So if you do, we're going to retell Spider-Man's story every 3 years, in your mind, you're thinking you're opening the door every 3 years for new readers. But what you're really doing is kicking away the old readers because they're going, why are you retelling the story?
Yeah.
Why are we still at this infant phase of this character? They should change this stuff by now. So Marvel Legacy is trying to go back to the roots, trying to go connect continuity and trying to win fans over by going back to legacy numbers. And maybe that's all a ploy to hit that 1,000. You know, I mean, there's a lot of weird things in comics going on nowadays. Speaking of which, is the not so convenient Infinity Countdown comic that seems to be going on right now. A lot of hush hush, but it seems there'd be a new Thanos comic where involving the Infinity Stones and the Infinity Gauntlet. There are various members of the Marvel Universe that currently hold the Infinity Stones, and this will be coming out, I guess, spring throughout the rest of the year, right around the time for Infinity War.
I like how they
do that. Yeah, very convenient. But if told well, I mean, I'm with it. I'm with any story that has to do with Thanos. And these Infinity Stones seem to do everything. I mean, they do everything. So I'm all for it. But with that, we have some like news things that seem to have broken through that's going to affect basically the rest of this year. One of them, in general, is the fact that, you know, Disney bought Fox. I mean, they bought all their assets.
Our dreams have come true. Or at least mine have, anyway.
Yeah, the company that owns Marvel Studios now owns all of Fox assets, including 20th Century Fox, which means, seemingly, that we get the X-Men back and the Fantastic Four.
And a real Galactus.
Yeah, and all the things that come with it. Doctor Doom, you know, there's so many people that were wrapped up in those rights. It's funny. Is there anything you're looking forward to? Do you think we hear a big news article drop or announcement?
I know something can and eventually whoop, something big eventually can and whoop, will happen. So I'm just like patiently waiting because Infinity War is here, and it's just a matter of time before what we're gonna do after that and stuff like that. I think sometimes depending how I feel in the morning, that they toy with the idea of what they're gonna do after for Avengers 4 or whatever the case may be.
Well, they're ones to kind of just drop the phase.
So I hope they're kind of rewriting some stuff because of recent events. So
yeah, and cool. I mean, we still got a lot of stuff laid out, you know. Captain Marvel's still laid out. You know, there's still movies on deck that you know we're getting. You know, Guardians 3 is already confirmed. Spider-Man 2 is already confirmed. So with that being said, you know, it's not like Marvel needs to make a brand new venture into this with these Fox movies right now. But I mean, listen, some of these characters need some rehab. You know, like I'm ready for a good Fantastic Four movie.
Yeah.
But maybe some of these characters serve better doing like how Black Panther did, in which they cameo while already having their powers.
Right.
Already having their suit. They cameo.
That'd be cool.
Somewhere, and then you tell their story later down the line.
Somebody did.
You have the confidence because you have the machine.
Somebody did buy Avengers Tower.
Yeah. And you know, without the money, who knows if they would have kept making, you know, some of these movies, because look what ended up happening with Power Rangers. They had what I thought was a good movie.
Right.
Could have been an entire franchise. They looked like they were setting up for a whole franchise. But I guess they didn't make as much money as they wanted to, and because of that,
whatever that means, you know? Because I think it did good.
Yeah. But that's what ends up happening. And failure will end up doing that. You know, these studios will end up getting shy and not wanting to play around with their money. And that's what ends up happening with things like Inhumans. ABC has no Marvel pilots scheduled this year. They've picked up no Marvel TV shows this year. Nothing that was pitched to them. We don't want nothing new Marvel this year. We already have Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah.
But Inhumans was a flop. They did it in IMAX and stuff. Yeah. And it wasn't even a flop as far as viewership.
It was gonna be a movie at first.
And ticket sales. It was a flop critically. And, you know, Iron Fist was also a flop. And, you know, there's cracks in the armor. Hey. I'm saying there's cracks in the armor. They have to be careful.
Your friend Danny Rand, your best friend.
You get a legacy by continually putting on good work. Don't keep your name and skate. Keep redefining. Keep busting your ass, Marvel, and keep being who you are. I feel like I'm like giving like a pep talk in a football game or something like that.
Wow. I feel like your chi is correct.
Well, someone needs to give the Inhumans a pep talk. Someone who doesn't need a pep talk is the Runaways. I've been talking about these guys for 2-3 weeks now. Mm-hmm. They just finished their season. They wrapped up. Still haven't caught the last episode, and that's my fault. But hopefully I'm able to break down season one here on Major Issues. Regardless, they have already been renewed for season two. So the kids will be back, I guess, continuing to run away, which seemingly make some sense. So, you know, we got ABC not picking up stuff, but with these streaming services, man, they're going to be picking up stuff left and right.
Yeah, so hell yeah.
Runaways is on Hulu. You know, Hulu picked up Runaways. We also have The Tick on Amazon. I believe it's getting picked up for another season.
Really?
Yeah, so you have all four on Netflix. 2018 is going to be a big streaming year. Disney is probably going to come up with, at least announce their streaming service or go forward with that. And who knows what goes on over there. And
Disney's going hard lately.
Streaming is the future. People are pulling away from television. That's scary because I wonder who's going to be left holding the, holding the bill? Footing the bill?
It doesn't matter. Marvel got money. Billions of dollars.
Well, it's getting to a point now where there's only going to be two or three companies vying against each other.
Yeah.
But the great part about comics is that anyone can write. Stories could be told. They don't have to be from the big companies. You like what you like. Go seek the stories that you want to be told the way that you want it to be told. And don't let money dictate that stuff. It's all about creative expression.
Yes.
And, got to be able to express yourself. And to express yourself, you got to be able to have a voice. And sometimes you don't have a voice at work, or you don't have a voice at school. And you know what? You do have a voice. You have a voice here on Major Issues. But more than that, you have a voice at the second annual CBC Awards, where you get to vote on the very best that 2017 had to offer. We're sitting here talking about how we're feeling about things in 2018. 2017 was great, and we're trying to decide what was the best. Only way to do that is for you guys to help us. So if you go to facebook.com/comicbookclick, you'll see all the polls there, and where you can vote on best comic book movie, best comic book TV show, stuff like best fight or coolest moment. So much cool stuff happened. You got to help us decide, because if not, I'm going to pick all the winners, and that people will not be happy about all that. Because I'll just make Logan win everything, and then, you know, I don't know how everybody feels about all that. It was depressing, but it was good. I'm telling you. You got to...
Field trip.
Yeah. Sometimes you got to go on a field trip. That, he held his heart in his hands. Well, I'll get back to it later. But yeah. CBC Awards. It was so much fun doing it last year, because some of the stuff that won were clearly shocking because of how the click was able to use their voice to move it in their direction. I mean, you guys actually get to choose the winners here, and it's going to be fun this year. I am looking forward to it. Looking forward to you guys letting your voice be known. I've already voted. Went to the voting booth.
I have not. I'm milking right now.
No, you get to decide right because now. Polls end on the 19th. That is when polls will end, and then the awards will actually take place. It's gonna. I gotta get my suit. You know. What's that? Worn in. I gotta wear it in. I gotta break it in. Do you break in a suit? Is that a thing? I break in suits. I eat a lot. That's something I do sometimes. But yeah, the awards, man. Can't wait, and I hope that there are some award-worthy things going on next year. Going forward. What do you think is going to be the breakout movie of this year? If you had to, you know, spitball. We did, because actually that's an award that we took off of the CBC Awards. We mentioned that in the last episode, was that we took off most anticipated movie.
Yeah.
So let's take a second to talk about that here. Let's give that as a Major Issues exclusive. What do you think is the most anticipated movie of 2018 that will be coming out, comic book related, I guess?
2018 of this year?
Yeah, this whole year. From January to December.
Infinity War, of course.
12 months of
Infinity War.
Infinity War?
Of course. Hands down.
Hands down? Nothing else? So nothing?
Hands
you,
down.
You, all right. Let's take Infinity War out of the equation.
Let's take
it out of the equation. Because.
Okay. Let's be. All right.
Infinity War just makes for bad radio.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? We need a little bit of a discussion here. If Infinity War is off the table, who else you think is going to make a big showing here? Which one of these movies you think is going to be one of the ones that.
I want, honestly, capture headlines. I want New Mutants to be really, really, really good. I think people are sleeping on New Mutants. But Deadpool 2 seems like... Because I want to see Cable, you know? I want my Cable. And I want to see bullets flying, and I want my time travel. So
yeah, I think Deadpool 2... Deadpool 2 could do it, but I don't know. I think it's a lot harder the second time coming around to hit as hard as he did with the first impression. I'm really hoping Black Panther does it. Like I said, there's a ton of expectation on it. I just really hope it sticks the landing. But man, the way that I never would have imagined they handled it the way they handled it in Civil War. You already knew that he was royal. He held his own, and the way they did the suit, the little bit you knew about Wakanda. I mean. They did that all so well that I can't think that Black Panther won't do anything less than steal the show. And, you know, he's already in Infinity War. Wakanda seems to be a big part of Infinity War, too. So that is going to be awesome. What is the least, what movie are you looking the least forward to seeing? And maybe that could just at the very least, that could even mean, because that maybe that's too mean. Which one you think has the best premise, but probably will be executed to the least of perfection?
Don't say it that way. All right, the one that I'm probably sleeping on the most is probably Ant-Man and the Wasp.
You think so?
I think so.
You think that one's gonna surprise you? You think that one's is not gonna do well?
I'm not too sure, to be honest with you. It's gonna be a hit or miss for me, to be honest. Because we still don't really know anything about it yet. We still don't know who's gonna be the bad guy. But like I said, we still got two more Marvel movies in front of that one. So
yeah.
I can see them not being in a rush to talk about anything.
I'm a little nervous about Dark Phoenix. I mean, this is gonna be their. They keep swinging, and they get close with these X-Men movies. I like them. You know, they're not the best. I like them, but the thing is, once the best has been introduced, once the best has ever been presented to you, you start to wonder why anything else is less than. Mm-hmm. Especially when you have the power to make it. At that point, you know, you have the actual power to sit there and make some of the best movies when you have a Dark Knight or a Logan. And if you, anything less than that, you start to wonder if that's just people not either understanding the material or just going for the money grab. And that is, you know, none of that's good. But hopefully all these movies are built with love and attention and attention to detail and with all of our best intentions, all their best intentions, and all of our, you know, hearts and soul in mind. I'm hoping that this year is going to be great. I can't wait for all the things that we unroll as far as comic book click is concerned, as far as major issues is concerned. Yes. All these movies, you know, will be getting breakdowns right here.
All the words.
Infinity War might get its own week. Who knows? Every day I might just sit down like a confessional and just talk about how I feel that day. Because I don't know if I... Did I explain this on here? I'm planning to see Infinity War for 10 days in a row. Every day for 10 days in a row. I already said it.
I don't know. It might be the worst movie in the world. Competition between both of us.
I'm going to know everybody that works at the movie theater by name. They're all going to be... I'm going to be on all their emergency contact lists.
It's the Infinity War guy.
Yeah. I've been called worse names than the Infinity War guy. But you can see me and all the names that I've been called on all the things, all the many, many places that you can find comic book click in general, which is like facebook.com/comic book click, Instagram @comic book click. Or use the #comicbookclick to find all the greatest and latest things to come to comic books and comic book media. Major Issues, brought to you by Podbean. And don't forget that if you like Major Issues, you could do us a favor, just a little one, and leave a review on iTunes. That is what helps us grow. It helps us grow our audience. It helps us grow as podcasters. You can leave any kind of criticism as long as it's constructive. We need the comic book click universe to grow and help us become. I mean, like you said, you've been to the future. You've seen it.
Yes.
Comic book click becomes the greatest thing in comic books and comic book media. So we have to get there. And it's all going to be thanks to you. So make sure that you go ahead and leave us some reviews. Leave us some love on all things social media. Tell your friends about Major Issues. And get ready for 2018.
Whew. More worthiness.
More worthy.
Damn it.
Oh, this has been great, though. This has been great. Whew. Well, my name is George Serrano, a.k.a. The Don.
I am Claudius Maximus.
This has been an episode of Major Issues, and we've got major issues. But remember that you are worthy.